Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 240 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? And let's just get right into it. Jussie Smollett is an asshole. He's a piece of shit. What he's done, I mean, just forget about what he's done to himself, because I don't care about that. But he has ruined it for people of color, gay people, anyone who's a victim of a hate crime or a fascist or have to deal with that MAGA hat bullshit. Anyone, like, their credibility, now they're going to have to prove it. Now, because of Jussie Smollett, what a piece of shit. So he's been charged with a felony, false police report, and fraud. Who knows what else he's going to be charged with? $100,000 bond. I believed it. Come on, it ain't hard to believe that he got beat up by race, but he didn't. Forget about what's hard to believe. He didn't. Listen, Jussie, if you're going to commit a crime, hire criminals. Don't hire personal trainers, fucking idiot. There's going to be a ton of jokes about this. But here's the thing. If you're black and gay, how hard is it to get beat up? Oh, I don't know. Go to some redneck bar and hit on a guy. Think you can get your ass whipped pretty quick. All right. Just go to their territory. Start some shit. All right. You can get your ass whipped. And you probably will when you get to jail. This guy, what he's done. And the other thing, he destroys the credibility of any work he had done. Hope he saved his money, because I don't think anyone's hiring at this point. But like I played the piece where he read Langston Hughes' poem. Talented, feeling, beautiful reading. But nobody gives a shit now. Not, the only good thing is that most people who hear that won't know it was him. So, yeah, so there's that. The cast of Empire, Lee Daniels, all these people who supported him. And now everybody's an asshole or looks like it, because we fell for his bullshit. He writes a fake letter threatening himself. Then he gets upset because the Fox didn't respond the way he had hoped. And apparently the whole thing was so he could get a raise, so he can get more money. Bit of saved some of the money you had. Oh man, this is, you know, listen, there's worse crises in the world. There's worse crises in the country. Worse things have happened. But this is ridiculous and embarrassing. I don't know what the penalty is for this, but again, the crime, the big crime, is the other people he has affected, the other people this will affect. Just all bullshit, the whole thing. He played us. Played me. I believed it. I got played. Even Trump. He gives credibility to the worst of people. Trump is tweeting, "Where's the apology to the MAGA hat people?" Kellyanne Conway got to take the high road. Let me say that again. Kellyanne Conway got to take the high road. Whatever happens to Jussie Smollett, fuck him. And I'm not looking for any justification, any excuses, any he wasn't loved as a child or any of that bullshit. This is a bad guy. He's it was a horrible thing to do. And, you know, of course, it fulfills every stereotype they have of Hollywood, right? Self-centered, attention-getting, victim-playing, liar. Any impression, any stereotype of Hollywood that they want to use against people from Hollywood to ruin their credibility, Jussie's giving them ammunition. He's giving them something to work with. The guy's a piece of shit. This podcast ain't going to be that long, because I could just keep repeating this for the next 20 minutes, but you've got other things to do. So we'll see how it plays out in the tabloids, in the news. We'll see what happens to this guy. He went to court, bail. He set at $100,000. He paid that. Apparently he had that much left after paying off his master criminals, $3,500 to two idiots to help him with his plot. And we'll see. Again, I'm sorry I ever supported this guy. Sorry I ever heard of this guy. Well, okay. I don't even know how to fill this podcast because it's just, this crap is just annoying and it's leading the news. In the real world, let me correct that because there is no real world. How crazy is the world? Right now, Thursday, 5:04 p.m., it is snowing in parts of Los Angeles County and Southern California. Friend of mine from Orange County just sent me a video of snow at her house. Snow. So we've gone off the deep end, okay? Because it's snowing in L.A. That pretty much tells you where we're at as a society. So when I say in the real world, that place is gone. You remember the real world. It was fun. It was also a pretty good TV show. Anyway, baby hands, Trump declared as national emergency. You might not have realized it because right after he declared a national emergency, he went to play golf. And of course, the picture of him at Mar-a-Lago, his golf resort, of course, showed him at the buffet, you know, trying to keep that svelte 239 pounds. This is such bullshit. So you know already, he declared a state of emergency so he can take money from other parts of the budget and build the wall. We all know that ain't going to happen. He did this to appeal to his racist base. Now he can still blame the Latinos and the evil Latinos are coming over the southern border, blah, blah, blah. There was just another big meth bust. It was at a border crossing because you can't drag hundreds of pounds of drugs through the desert. Like you can't do it. So they do it? They drive. They put it in trucks or cars or whatever. But anyway, no sense trying to be real in any way. National emergency. Why not? It's man. So we got that going on. And there's really no news there. You know, there's more about the Mueller investigation, more about Roger Stone. The judge put a gag order on Roger Stone because he's been talking, getting publicity. Now White House interns and everyone else has to sign a non-disclosure agreement, et cetera, et cetera. And in real news, in a horrible crime against America by the Obamas. Can you know them some bitch Obamas? You know how they try to bring down America. Malia was seen drinking wine. Yeah, she's 20 years old. She was sipping wine down in Florida, doing what 20-year-olds do, having a good time. She was on Instagram having a good time. I don't think she posted a picture of herself drinking wine. But anyway, there's that. I know that's much worse than Ivanka Trump using her influence position at the White House to make deals with China and no, that's okay. That's American. Malia had a sip of wine. It's a damn shame. It's a shame. America's coming to an end. Wanda Sykes, whom I love and who is absolutely brilliant. And every time I get to work with Wanda, she'll say something. She'll do this. Is a thing with comics, right? When they do the, I should have thought of that. Why didn't I think of that? I wish I had seen that. Those are the killer bits. And she had a simple intro, and this is absolutely true. This is the worst Black History Month ever. This is the worst Black History Month ever. Wanda said it, and it's true. We opened the month with a blackface, okay, the governor of Virginia, and in blackface, and explaining why that's wrong, and of course a Klan uniform. So we had that going on. Now, Jussie Smollett, a Black gay man, creates this whole fraud atmosphere for attention and sympathy, faking an attack. We got that going on. It's just one thing after another this month. This month is, let it end. Let this month end, please. North Carolina. Yeah, let's talk about North Carolina. So in North Carolina, we've Mark Harris, Republican, who won a really close congressional race. Turns out he lied when giving testimony about this, but he didn't lie. See, he misspoke. Yeah, he misspoke because he had sepsis, which, okay. But, you know, they're always talking about when I say the Republicans are always talking about voter fraud. So this guy, he actually hired a political operative. I guess that's the proper name for crook. Named Leslie McRae, who assembled a crew of election workers and paid them bonuses to fill out and forge mail-in ballots in two rural counties in the 9th District, because the 9th District has Charlotte in it and city people tend to not vote Republican. But yeah, so he did this, but you know, he had sepsis, so he misspoke. Jussie, you will not be able to say you had sepsis, just so you know. That doesn't work. Now, again, North Carolina, and this is a sports story, but it's a bigger story. Zion Williamson, who, if you haven't heard, is what's known in basketball as half man, half amazing. This kid plays for Duke. He's 6'7", 6'8", 285 pounds, yet can jump 40-some-odd inches in the air. He's a super athlete, incredible basketball player, and this is what's wrong with college basketball. Last night, there was a game between Duke and North Carolina. This is the greatest rivalry in all sports. They've won, up until yesterday, they have each won the game an equal number of times. They've even scored, like, over 38,000-some-odd points, you know, between the two of them. There's less than 100 points between what the two teams have scored. Just a storied, amazing rivalry. The game is huge every year. Barack Obama was at the game. Yeah, he does take time off from his terrorist activities and supporting Putin and his... Yeah, enough of that bullshit. Anyway, huge. 30 seconds into the game, Zion busts out of his shoe. He, like, stopped, turned, the shoe ripped. He hurt his knee. Now, we don't know how serious the injury is. Don't know what's going to happen. I hope he's okay. Yeah, you know I hate Duke, but this is bigger than Duke. This is basketball. So here's the deal. Oh, side note, Nike, man, it's going to be hard to sign this kid next year. I know you want to sign him forever, but it's going to be hard. So this is what's wrong with college sports. This kid, Zion Williamson, is worth millions, tens of millions, possibly in his lifetime career, hundreds of millions. He's worth millions of dollars to Duke. A ticket broker said that the ticket for this game, which is already a big deal and a hard to get ticket, the ticket was $1,000 more than last season because of Zion Williamson. Okay. Now, the kid has an $8 million, came out, he had an $8 million insurance policy. That's nothing. What if the knee is gone? What if he can't play in the NBA? What if he can't get the contract that was going to pay him tens of millions of dollars? I mean, this kid, they're talking about this could have been the next one, right? So if you go, like, say, Michael Jordan to Kobe to particularly LeBron to Zion, you know, LeBron's $300 million a year. So this is, and for what? Because someone says, it's college sports and you got to play. Bullshit. This is big business. This is big business, and this kid got hurt. Again, I hope it's not bad. You know, a month ago, Scottie Pippen said that he shouldn't play any more college basketball. Like, he played a couple of games. He's done some just incredible things. Just go to YouTube and look up Zion Williamson. And you don't have to be a basketball fan to see just how athletic and incredible this kid is. Some of the dunks and blocks, how he can jump and everything. But bigger than that, the point is, what if his career is over? No money. No money. What if, you know, college sports, the NBA did change the rule that you can now get drafted at 18 instead of 19. So let's stop pretending they have to go to college. But this is, it's a shame. It's sad. So that's another thing. Black History Month. Zion Williamson goes down. They just found a bunch of racist letters that John Wayne wrote about white supremacy and all of that bullshit. And listen, We knew John Wayne was a racist back when Public Enemy told us he was a piece of shit. It's true. So now they're talking about taking his name off the airport in Orange County, et cetera, et cetera. That would be kind of funny considering Orange County, California, which is historically a red county in California, is now blue. But anyway, so there's that. And it just, like Wanda said, this Black History Month, just a terrible month for Black people. And I'm just glossing over some of the big ones. It's been bad. I read something, and I wish I could tell you who wrote it, because it was a very good piece, a very informative piece, and it explained why white supremacy, well, we already know why white supremacy is wrong, but you know, when these white supremacists and these white nationalists say, hey, you have a Black History Month, how come there isn't a White History Month? If you can have, there's things for people of color, like say the African American club at a university, or, you know, or a Latino organization, et cetera, and white supremacists. No, listen, the vast majority of white people are fine, and they get it. They understand, okay? But this person, and I'm sorry I can't credit it to the specific person who wrote this. I'm sure others have written about this idea, but they explained the difference. So here it is, and it makes sense. White people, the reason white isn't a race is because white people know who they are within as Caucasians, meaning they could be German, or they could be from Norway, or they could be from Sweden, or they can be from Yugoslavia, or anywhere. See, they know what country they came from, and that's who they are. So when you have Columbus Day, you have people celebrating being Italian, right? Because Christopher Columbus was Italian. Or you have St. Patrick's Day, and people celebrate being Irish because they know they're Irish. See, they can trace it. Black people in the United States can't do that, because Black people in the United States, we're descendants of slaves. Slaves were brought here. Okay, first of all, understand Africa is a continent, not a country. I know it's going to be hard to explain that to them. Listen, they still think Puerto Rico is a foreign country. Africa is a continent. So within Africa, Black people in America don't know where they're from. They don't have that history. They can't say they were from Congo or from South Africa or from whatever part, Kenya or Ethiopia or whatever. They can't say. So the culture was completely removed when they got here. Remember, slavery isn't this sanitized thing that they try harder and harder to sanitize slavery and make it look like. It wasn't so bad. It was horrible. It was horrible. And one of the things that was done was a culture, any culture, was completely erased, completely erased. A new religion was forced upon people, the Christian religion. And I'm not saying the Christian religion is bad, but Christianity wasn't what these people weren't Christians. Christianity wasn't their religion. That was forced on them. Their language was completely wiped out. Their culture almost completely wiped out. So the only celebration, the only commonality that Black people or African-American people have in the United States is that, the color of their skin. See, that's the difference. That is the commonality in the culture, the color of our skin. White people, individual countries, individual religions, individual cultures to identify with. Black people, the color of their skin. So that's why there's a Black History Month. That's why there's African American Museum, et cetera, et cetera. Do you get it? If you listen to me, I know you get it. But this is what the white supremacist, and I'm not even going to say doesn't understand, because the ones who organize, they do understand. This is the dumb ones who they manipulate into doing their crime and their terrorism and their hate, acts of hatred, et cetera. This is what they don't understand. White isn't a culture. It's a skin color, you know, but it's not a culture. And that is a difference. I can't end the podcast on that. That's a little, even for me, that's a little too heavy. I wish I had some funny to give you. Again, Wanda said it. This is just a terrible Black History Month. the All-Star game. That was the only good thing. We did have an NBA All-Star game. Remember this time last year when we had Black Panther, Wakanda forever? Oh, that was a pretty good Black History Month. Black Panther. Oh, that was a good one. Seems like so long ago. Just a year. So, yeah, NBA All-Star game. I'm pretty much going to put that as the highlight of this particular Black History Month. It's been a tough one. And now I could go again. I could go through the news and give you a bunch of this happened and that happened and all of that. This is bad. So let's make it another week and February's done. In the past, I have joked about Black History Month being the shortest month of the year. This year, I'm going to say, thank God it's a short month. Leave us alone. I love you. Thanks for listening. I'm about to go back out on cruises for the next 2 weeks. I'm doing a smooth jazz cruise again. I'm doing the 80s cruise, which is always just an absolute blast. Coming back March 9th, the weekend of March 15th, I'm going to be at Tommy T's in Pleasanton. I haven't been in the Bay Area in 2 years. Tell someone I'm coming. Tommy T's only a half hour from San Francisco. You can make it. Deal with the traffic. I love you. Thanks for listening. Who's paying attention? You are. Jussie Smollett, asshole.